are out of a job. No more matcha lattes. Is this getting through to you?
If there's not enough racism, what if we made racism?
That's it.
I just want to make sure I understand. You're alleging that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying the leaders of KKK and other groups to continue their operations? Is that...
I'm not alleging it. The grand jury returned an indictment that says that. And so what the investigation found, according to the indictment that was returned today, is that they were paying. So Southern Poverty Law Center is raising money, asking folks to give them money to dismantle racism. And over a very long period of time, they were using some of the money they raised from donors to pay to, they call them field, you know, basically to informants, for information, for access, to just pay them for certain to do certain things, and so yes, that's exactly what the indictment charges.
I've been on air 32 years, and my wheelhouse has been the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL running the KKK, the Aryan Nations, all of them. It's come out. They got caught in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s doing it. It is well documented.
It's the biggest grift in at least modern American history, cutting into the literal DNA of these United States. On April 21st, 2026, a federal grand jury in Montgomery, Alabama, hit the Southern Poverty Law Center with an 11-count indictment, 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of false statements to a federally insured bank, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering.
They used the fraudulently raised money by lying to their donor network, thousands of Americans, to go ahead and actually pay the leadership of these supposed violent extremist groups. The groups, as the general laid out, include the Ku Klux Klan, the United Klans of America, Unite to Right, National Alliance, the National Socialist Movement, the Aryan Nation Motorcycle Club, and the National Socialist Party of America, and also the American Front.
One SPLC field source was even a member of the online leadership chat group that planned the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, making racist postings under SPLC supervision and helping coordinate transportation to the event. This is the very definition of a false flag setup on a massive scale. As this debacle unfolds, we're seeing the full picture of a vast conspiracy aimed at falsely labeling white men as the most violent racist threat to the country, a narrative that continues to drive the Democratic Party.
Close your eyes. Remember what you saw on television. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis and Klansmen and white supremacists coming out of fields with lighted torches. And remember what the president said when asked?
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Their veins bulging.
He said specifically that he was condemning them.
No, he did not. He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight.
The veins bulging on their as they were screaming. Remember, just close your eyes and picture what it was.
Their veins bulging. Nazi sympathizers carrying Nazi fags.
Veins bulging.
Now, in other times, Democrats and Republicans alike would rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center to help us keep track of the movements of violent white supremacy in the country. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been a vigilant voice in civil society against radical white nationalist violence and extremism, neo-Nazism, and other forces across the political spectrum that spread organized hate from any quarter. The president, however, wants to undermine civil society organizations and to reduce our ability to defend ourselves against the virus of racial violence.
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
Racism is evil, damn it. And those who cause violence...
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Devastating and dangerous for the power structure, this indictment of the SPLC at the heart of the multinational globalist NGO think tank, tax-free foundations above it. I mean, they are terrorists internationally. The Germans, it even came out years ago when the corporate media wasn't controlled, and Der Spiegel and London Guardian, that the SPLC version affiliated in Germany staged hundreds of firebombings of Muslims and others to blame nationalist groups, to ban nationalism. It's false flag city. They blew up Oklahoma City. They did it all. Notice they never challenged me on that because we have all the informants that came out in court. These people are hardcore at the top. And we have the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center openly saying we need to get rid of all the white people. We got clips of that coming up. And he's got hanging on his walls the decline of white population. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And now indicted for running the leadership. The funds went to the leadership to commit crimes. You heard Cash Patel. You heard Todd Blanche. And I don't need to believe them. I know it's all true. I've experienced it. Oh, man. So many things that happened to me are like popping back in my brain. I mean, I have been run over by these people. But see, I'm not a victim. So I don't even, my brain doesn't even, other than just remembering it so I get more data, I see that as, hey, I got in a fight. I'm taking them on. I expect it. And I just start thinking, 32 years on air, what we've gone through, it's just what a brain trust this operation is. And if the globalists and the DOJ, that's on record funding the lawsuits against me, if they think shutting down a URL in these studios does something, it does nothing. Even if they kill me, it does nothing, because the record of what I've said is there. And the old broadcast and the interviews and the shows and what I said gets stronger. It's not evergreen, meaning it stays good, like Apocalypse Now or The Godfather or Gone with the Wind. It's ultra green. It gets better with time. It's infinity green. Terms I coined. Now entering the vernacular. So I'm not going to play the whole thing. I appreciate my old colleague, Mark Dice, putting out a lengthy report saying Alex Jones was right again. It's not like you need to believe me. They've been caught many times. They infiltrated us 3 years ago, committed crimes, bragged about how they did it. We filed a police report. Nothing was done. Filed an FBI report. But the point is, we exposed it. So this is who we're fighting. And that's why their own Nazi surrogates have always said, I work for Israel and the rest of it, because they work for the groups that control Israel. Never any documents I work for anybody. Never proof of anything, because it's the opposite. I am the captain of my ship. I cover what I believe is the most accurate, truthful information. And that's why they always say, I'm not the real McCoy. Because we are, and so are you. And there's a lot of us, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. We love God. We got red blood. So everybody's spinning this, though, that, oh, they fund racism to get fundraisers. That's only a small part of it. No, they create the racial groups and to act like idiots to then tie that to white people and white men in general to demonize a group for their larger depopulation program and replacement migration. And they're just a front group, a clearinghouse. It's come out that they're working with German and British intelligence and the CIA and Georgetown. I'm going to show you all the articles where they, in the articles, brag, oh, we're behind the lawsuit against Alex Jones for saying they were behind Charlottesville. We knew. The people leading the little tiki torches were literally all gay men from three universities that came together and recruited who had all been Democrats months before and suddenly became Nazis with tiki torches. They're all, feminizing around like Liberace or something. Oh, we're Nazis now. Hal Hitler. I had the leader of the group on. He's like, well, I was the head of Obama's campaign in our town until a few months ago, but now I'm a Nazi. Hal Hitler. Oh, gosh. Oh, you're handsome. Would you like to talk? I mean, literally, they're like, oh, I like you. Let's be friends. And it's just like, come on, man. And we got to find the footage. Mike Hansen had it. Multiple Nazi, Aryan Nations things in Austin. You go out there, and it's like Larry David and Howard Stern. Classic Ashkenazi Jewish, features. All look like male Laura Loomers before she got her nose job. Nothing against Jews having big noses. I actually think they're very aquiline in many cases. My wife's actually pretty much pure German and some Irish but from Omaha. But she's her ex-wife, whatever. Big nose. I think it's pretty, actually. I'm not bashing at big noses. I mean, they don't quite have the vulture nose or anything, but nice aquiline nose. The point is that I would say these are Jewish groups. And I said it about Charlottesville, and there's old articles. We can't find the video of the Statesman. Jones calls Nazi rally Jewish. Well, I mean, my God. Freaking Larry David in a Nazi outfit. I mean, what do you think? I mean, it's a joke. And when they get caught, it's, a double life of the secret gay neo-Nazi. It's the same crap everywhere. Almost every leftist activist is a failed theater kid. So here's a little bit of Mark Dice. I'm going to get into all the meat and potatoes of this and why this is so big. I'm going to shift gears into other topics, but here's part of Mark Dice.
The Department of Justice finally actually did something other than having Pam Bondi, the now former Attorney General, appear on Fox News for her nightly appearances to just whine about liberals while doing nothing. The acting Attorney General, Todd Blanche, who still has some major issues, I won't even get into that now, held a press conference along with Cash Patel, Cash Poop Thrower Patel, the diversity hire FBI director, and to announce that they finally actually did indict some criminals, major criminals. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which is sort of like the ADL, but the ADL is like explicitly Jewish, but the Southern Poverty Law Center just pretends to be some good old Americans from down south who are trying to fight racism for black people. And it turns out that, the Alex Jones tip jar needs to have a few more dollars put into it because he's been talking about this for many years. And it's kind of been common knowledge, but we did lack the hard evidence. The SPLC has literally been funding the very hate groups that they then oppose and then fundraise off of and then dupe Democrats into, trying to repeal the First Amendment in order to stop us from noticing things.
According to the charges in the indictment, the SPLC is a nonprofit entity that purports to fight white supremacy and racial hatred by reporting on extremist groups and conducting research to inform law enforcement groups with the goal of dismantling these groups.
A nonprofit organization that is worth almost $1 billion, like $800 million that's been hiding hundreds of millions of dollars in offshore accounts. And this indictment shows that they had a whole bunch of different shell companies in order to hide the money so that they could pay literal leaders of the few and far between actual white supremacist groups in order to, well, continue to make sure that they operated so that them and the government could point at them and say, look at these terrible boogeymen out there. White supremacy is around every corner.
As the indictment describes, the SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred.
Paying them a lot of money. Someone at the National Alliance, which was started by William Pierce.
Yeah, let's hit pause. The National Alliance intellectually is the top of the food chain. So it's like Milton Friedman for, you know, libertarian economics or whatever. It's like it's the top of the food chain when it comes to eloquence and things. And look, top pay. And this is just what they got. Here, let's continue.
Under a pseudonym. That guy was paid $1 million to ensure that that organization would continue running over a decade. An Aryan
Nation. Pause again. And now the ADL has to take all of our rights and ban all of our speech and ban anybody coming in the country that ever criticized Israel and the war in any way. Can't come to the World Cup. And now we have to raise money. And oh, it's so horrible. And so when somebody shoots up a synagogue, what do you got to think? Who brainwashed them? Who stands to gain? I mean, come on. This is all common sense, boys and girls. Continue.
Peter paid $300,000. A Unite the Right member. Remember the infamous Charlottesville Unite the Right rally? So it turns out that they had some people that they paid over $250,000 in order to literally help organize and organize transportation for others to the event. They're paying KKK members, which doesn't really even exist anymore, other than maybe a few dozen losers in a couple of trailer parks, like in Kentucky. So they're only paying them $73,000. An American Front president, another white supremacist group, $19,000.
No, hit pause again, because I was just thinking of this and you just said it. There was an article, cover article, they gave a bump steer award to him, I think like 97. In Texas Monthly, back when it was more of a, actually a good liberal publication to some extent, it used to be really good, grew up reading it, they exposed the FBI up by Dallas at a trailer park, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars over a few years to try to get two trailers to say they were KKK. And when the tapes came out, they're like, I actually like black people. Well, just put on a Klan hood and go yell it in front of a black church, and we'll give you $10,000 more. All right, my kid needs his teeth fixed and braces. I'll go say I love Hitler. And the liberals actually exposed that then. I mean, this is sick. It's not just the Southern Poverty Law Center doing it. That was the FBI. Okay? So he's saying, oh, there's a few trailers. What's going on? No, folks. It's literally, I'm from the South. My family's got land in East Texas. I've worked and lived there. People are almost all Christian. The blacks and whites get along. And everybody, racism before all this liberal crap was seen as not being Christian. And you don't look down on people that aren't doing as well as you. And I'm not bashing Northerners, but I never heard the N-word until I went on trips when I was, you know, 20-something to New York and places. And up there, all the groups talk crap about each other, and it's more just like what they do. Because that's what they're, you know, been fighting with each other, whatever. You know how it works. But, I mean, it's just like I'm sick of this idea that Southerners are doing all this and you know, white men are doing all this. No, we just want to have a good life and pay our bills like you do. We're the same, folks. It's a lie. But they want us divided and conquered. Continue.
Alex Jones breaking this down a few years ago.
Charlottesville was mainly a bunch of homosexual leftists dressing up like Nazis who'd all formerly worked for Obama or Hillary, part of their art club. And then they lured a bunch of reporters there and some real white supremacist so the police could stand down and collide them into the folks.
Remember, this became part of the central myth, the fake news, the lie, the scam over why Joe Biden decided to run for president in 2020.
I ran for president in 2020 because of what I saw in Charlottesville in August of 2017. Extremists coming out of the woods, carrying torches, their veins bulging from their necks, carrying Nazi swastikas, and chanting the same exact anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Germany in the early 30s.
Of course, the real reason why Joe Biden got in the 2020 presidential race and got in late is because he wasn't going to run at all. Everybody knew he was unfit because if he was going to run for president, he would have ran against Hillary Clinton. But he had to stand down in 2008 because it's customary, obviously, for the vice president to then run for president after the second term of, you know, their administration. But it was Hillary's turn. The establishment wanted that witch to be the first female president. So
pause. Because the racism thing was wearing out. They wanted to go more women against men. Remember, that was the whole thing? Back to him.
He was sent off to pasture, and they knew that he wasn't doing very well. But the crop of Democrat candidates had 0% chance of beating President Trump. Bernie Sanders was going to get the nomination, you may recall. And so then Joe Biden had to get in, because he was literally the only one that, you know, had any plausible chance of possibly beating President Trump. I've shown this clip numerous times over the years. I've quoted it in my books. This is Southern Poverty Law Center spokesman Mark Potok, a Jewish lawyer, in a documentary about the Charlottesville protest. And as you'll see, in case if you're new around here, he has been carefully keeping track of the decline of the white population. So here he is in his office talking about the boogeyman. Him and his scam organization are supposedly fighting. And the cameraman caught something on the corner of his eye. And to his credit, did take a quick little shot of it. So here he is talking about his scam organization, his criminal organization. And then the cameraman cuts to these interesting notes on the wall. And look at right there, the non-Hispanic whites proportion of the U.S. population back in 1920, 90%, 1940, 90%, 1960, 85%, 1980, 79%. Year 2000, 69%, 2012, 64%, 2013, 63%, only dropped 1% in that 1 year, 2015, 62%, and as we all know, we are tracking to be a minority in our own country because of the obvious mass immigration invasion policies.
Hey, stop soon. There. We have clips of Potok saying that's the goal, and I have more clips of others saying it, including Anthony Bourdain, a trainer of that club. But CNN chef, travel chef. But when you pull back from this and you realize that this is an active agenda, and then in Canada they've euthanized over 100,000 people now in the last couple of years, 99% are white. The government pressures them into killing themselves. Now they're just doing it. Kids that are under the wards of the state, all white. All white kids being killed. That's just a fact. This literal anti-white genocide run by these people. Back to it.
90% back in 1920, it must have been like heaven, to now just a multicultural mishmash of garbage. After the Black Lives Matter insurrection, the summer of 2020.
Let me pause there. And I actually believe this. I'm a Christian. The garbage is the mind virus that black people, white people, Hispanics have. It is the spirit. When we're a Christian nation, we got along and did great. It's the added division over race, over sex, male, female, and then the culture of laziness, corruption, drugs, all of it. That's what's doing it. So I don't agree on a metric that we're garbage because there's more brown people. It's that they're bringing them in and then turning them against whites as a weapon. And that's why it's bad. Let's continue.
Floyd, the new saint of supposedly fighting racism, the SPLC removed the black hate group section on their website. They called it equity. It's equity through accuracy, changes to our hate map. And they went on and said, no, we're collapsing them. No, they're removing them. What they did is they lumped them into the anti-Semitic, supposed anti-Semitic hate groups. Okay, so according to the SPLC that tracks hate groups and racism in America, there's not a single black supremacist, a single black hate group anywhere in the country. There's only some anti-Semitic hate groups.
All right, let's stop there. His report goes on. We posted it on X. Find him on YouTube. Mark Dice. Definitely want to follow him. Good guy. Very smart. So, and I get it. Whites are under attack. He's pissed off. I think he's, you know, a little over there. I want to recruit everybody for freedom and time and team humanity. We got the robots to fight, folks, and AI taking over. We need to get together or we're done, okay? But don't be apologetic because you're white and don't let people bully you over it and stand up against anti-white racists, but also suffer all the children, as Christ said. Because I guarantee you, I could take a black little kid, I could take a white little kid from a poor family, and the numbers show that with nurture, and I can turn them into a winner. That's what it's all about. So I'm not throwing away everybody, you know, and this is garbage. We're not, God doesn't make garbage. It's the way it's all been set up and what's been done. And when I say that, my conscience, my connection to God goes, good. See, people ask who controls me? That does. When I'm in alignment with God, I feel strong and I have a great connection to the universe and discernment and feel invincible. People ask, how does Jones do all this? I just follow the Holy Spirit. And as I get older, I learn to more and more do what it says. And I've gotten now like 80% of the time I follow the Holy Spirit. 10 years ago, half the time, 30 years ago, maybe 10% of the time. And that's real wisdom, is getting in alignment with God. I'm not criticizing Mark. I understand his pain. And I understand black folks, all they've been through and their pain, how they've been manipulated. We have to transcend this together. We have to beat these Satanist folks. They're targeting our children of every color. It's about them. And, you know, you'd think I'd be happy with what we found out about the Onion people, but I already knew it when I looked at them. And I'm not happy that there's so many bad people. I don't even want to get into this. I mean, it's so horrible. And yeah, it's going to devastate them. But they don't have a choice because of what they're into. They're being ordered to do it. They're slaves. Oh, God. It's so horrible. Celebrating the kidnapping and murder of children on national television. I don't watch that crap. So I know it goes on, but Jesus, Lord, help them. Oh, God. Of course, we knew it. You should look at them. But just, we'll go to it later. Just stop. I can't do it right now. Just get it off the screen. Just give me strength, God. So, that's what we're up against here. The process is working. People are waking up at exponential levels. The evil is scared. So don't expect instant total victory right up front, but just know God's in control. Don't trust Trump to do it. Don't trust. No. That's just politics is downstream from the grassroots. And if you look how far we moved the needle exposing this, we moved it so fast and so far, it's exponential. That's why the enemy is freaking out. So just take heart. God's in control. I know as a man or a woman, I feel you. I feel like I should be able to beat this myself, and I get very upset that I can't defeat them myself and have instant victory. But it's God works on his own timetable. You just got to give it to God and say, Holy Spirit, God, energize me, please. I can't do this without you. You're everything. Please energize me, God. Lead God and direct me now, please, Father.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label. We're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. and then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
The Southern Poverty Law Center indictment by the DOJ has hit some of the angles and inside baseball what I know is really going on here in the indictment. And then I'm going to shift gears into Iran, the economy. More deaths of scientists dealing with anti-grav who said, I'm going to be killed. I'm being told I'm going to be killed by super deep groups in the government. What's about to come out? I mean, everything is coming to a head right now. But this... The Southern Poverty Law Center for 30, 40 years, has just longer than that, has been running all sorts of criminal activity, terror operations, cross burnings, federal building bombings, funding groups to attack, involved with known government psychiatrists, brainwashing people that then go in and do horrible crimes at churches and things. I mean, they are hardcore intelligence operation. And German intelligence, because they're so good at it, is the heart of it. So it's a multinational funded by NATO that's come out here and there. But the fact that Trump's going after this, it's the heart of the globalist leftist intelligence control system. SPLC indicted for gain of function research into racism. Yeah, that's a funny headline. That's really what it is. And then the ADL and all of them know that when they come out with all this anti-white stuff, that will actually make whites become racist out of survival, so they can then have the clash of civilizations even worse. So they say they also create it at mass scale. So this is a 10-minute compilation. I'm not going to play the whole thing. We've posted it on X, Rob Dude did, with a bunch of other videos. So it's like 17 minutes long. But this is 10. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But here's Hate Watch, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Back 8 years ago, going, look, he claims we're involved funding white supremacists. He claims we're involved in Charlottesville. Well, we knew the very groups were there. We knew they were funding them. The which we now know they gave, you know, hundreds of thousands just for that one rally to, millions total. I had the Unite the Right ding-dongs on. And I'm like, you're the former head of Obama's campaign in the city. Well, I was until a few months ago. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, you're sitting out at the pool on vacation and you see two gay guys walk out. You know, the classic kind of little overweight, going, you know, whatever, not against them because they're gay. But, you know, just like, those are two gay dudes. They look soft. They look whatever. It's kind of that kind of gay dude. Or you see the two guys, perfect muscles, you know, in their Speedos, and they're out there and you're like, oh, those are gay dudes. And 5 minutes later, they're holding hands. It's like, okay. I mean, you know a bunch of gay dudes when you see it. And every one of those Unite the Right guys are gay. They've all got the Freddie Mercury mustaches and all of it. I mean, give me a break here, folks. And we went and spot checked them, and they were all gay, 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 gay theater students. Just like in Kentucky when Senator Paul was first running, at his rally, people showed up and with Nazi signs and KKK, you know, outfits. And we got a tip from a listener. This guy's a Democrat Party leader in Houston. And he was. I mean, it's, and gay, of course. I'm not bashing gay people. I'm just telling you who they use. Because they're theater, I'll do that, I'll expose them. And that's it. There's newspaper articles being 97 saying, gay Jewish Nazis come to town. You go, they're Jews, they're gay. I'm sitting there going, you're Jewish and you're with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And like the gay guys were like, okay, why, what are you doing? I mean, they can't even help but like wink, because I was good looking, wink back at me. I'm like, yeah, you're gay. Freaking flamers, man. Bunch of flamers in Nazi outfits. Holy crap. Like they had this CIA guy when Obama was about to leave office try to get me to come in and work for him again. And this guy was like, 6'3" or whatever, and he's sitting there interviewing me, and he goes, Alex, just Obama likes you. He wants to meet you. And he gets on his knees and starts petting my knee, and I say, because we're sitting in chairs, I said, you need to stop. I mean, it's an army of gay people. I'm sorry. It's true. And we're downtrodden. We've got to do this to protect ourselves from the bullies. We have to shut down InfoWars because he's a bully. Really, you guys produce stuff about kidnapping and torturing children. Wait till we get to that. Oh, yeah. Turns out that's their specialty. Shocking. Not. So, I know the MO of these people because I've been in the trenches, okay? Get on the ground, folks. Get your street smarts. So here's just a few minutes of the 10-minute video they put out. Was this 2018? Jones depicts Charlottesville as a false flag. So here it is. This is them attacking me, and of course all of it's come out. Here it is.
They had to have this victory. So they get the Southern Poverty Law Center, who's been caught doing this before, to come in, get a few people from central casting, actors, and dress up, you know, like the white supremacists. There's a Unify the Right thing, Don't Be Racist event coming up, but also saying support history. You know, they'll want to get rid of Thomas Jefferson statues next, which they now want to do, and get rid of the American flag next. Because there's more slaves on the American flag than there ever was on the Confederate. That's a fact. And you see in the news they're doing that. So Ninth Circuit banned the American flag on the West Coast in school. So they're there, but then, oh, leading their march ahead of them is a group of 50 guys with torches saying, Heil Hitler. See? Then they've got all the Antifa bust in by Soros and everybody. They're ready then, and the police kettle the normal conservatives, march them through, let them get beaten up for the psyop of the image of conservatives getting beat up and Antifa being victorious. And so now they're going, God, our people won't show up anywhere. They're become demoralized. They admit they're demoralized. We want to overthrow Trump. We want to cause a civil war, which they admit on the news they want to do. What do? We start banning all conservatives, libertarians. We don't let them be online to communicate. It's like breaking in on somebody's phone conversation and you not let them talk, but it's not on Facebook, Google, you name it. And they said, we've got to now start luring in the right wing into towns where we control everything, and then we can bring out right wing to represent them that are racist to then trigger the groups we've got to attack them, and then have the police protect the attacking of the peaceful people, then have a civil emergency declared, and then announce all over the country, you can't have demonstrations anymore that are controversial because of what we saw happen here.
Going on.
Oh, let me explain. George Soros has funded all these racist minority groups to go around and do all this violence and kill cops and kill white people and beat them up to stir up white people. Then it gets led by a bunch of foundation controllers to have a clash. The police cordon the regular protesters and march people in to attack them. Gavin McGinnis got beat up and pepper sprayed at this. He's just a free speech guy. He's a libertarian, the founder of Vice. But see, it's all about the conservatives getting beat up because they deserve it. Told you it was all coming, and it's just the beginning. And they're going to kill your president, and they're going to take your pension funds, and they're going to piss all over you like North Korea because they want to.
It is horrific.
Oh, it's just evacuated. See, civil emergency nationally. Civil emergency. It's the biggest.
Let's say try it again with the Civil War movie and No Kings.
This is to embolden the Antifa to come out of their rat holes to spill out like just fountains of roaches to then spill out and attack more, and the media will cover it up, and then when there's a response, they'll, oh my God, after years of killing white people and beating them and murdering them, a few people went and protested, so the Southern Poverty Law Center or others sent other people out in KKK outfits, and God Almighty, well, I'll let you do that! And then they march everyone through the gauntlet to be beat up to start the whole thing. Because they've done it over and over and over again because they think you're stupid. God, I'm sick of this crap. You know, what Trump said is absolutely on target. We must respect and love each other, but also study this. You see, he knows if you study it, it's going to come out. Because he knows. He's getting the intel. He knows the plans better than I do. The mayor, Soros, others. People go to, you know, demonstrate. They send in supremacists to make the Republicans look bad, the conservatives. The Antifa attacks them. The mayor orders a stand down. Study it. Don't be mindless. Study it. All sides. All sides are doing something there. All sides. He knows both sides are getting led. That's why Trump isn't just smart himself. He's got great advisors. And the media's already figured it out.
So what did he think was going to happen? Because now he can say, well, we don't apologize for our demonstration, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I get what the spokesman for Homeland Security for Trump, we're going to play coming up in the next segment, said, where there are a lot of diverse groups. I think half the people in the, you know, demonstration against pulling down Robert E. Lee were reporters covering it. The Hill got attacked. Millie Weaver got attacked. Gavin Wentz got attacked. We have footage of all this. But, again, you're walking into this narrative. You're giving them what they want. And, quite frankly, I've just got to say, whether it's white supremacists or the black supremacists, I think it's all idiocy. But the media only covers the white nationalist. Hell, they got Tom Brokaw saying I lead the white nationalists when I don't. So clearly this is what the left wants to invoke. Why are people playing along with it? Let's talk to Jason Kessler. Jason, you set this up. You're in 10,000 newspapers today, and you're all over the news. They say that you basically planned all this. You're the guy behind it. What do you say for what's happened here?
Well, I would say that the media reports are completely inaccurate. They're crafting a narrative which has been a hit campaign on the alternative media, including the alt-right, and they're trying to do a hit on Donald Trump.
That's what I'm trying to say to you right now, Jason Kessler. You say you're not a white supremacist or white nationalist, but I mean, I'm not saying I'm a brainiac, but I see inherent manipulation in being a puppet playing into this race game. What do you say to that?
No, I think that being a white identitarian in 2017 is a defensive posture, right? Because we do see the left playing these race games, and they've been doing it for decades and decades. And then the
oh, no, I'll say 90% of the race baitings by the left. 90% is the left. I mean, that's true. So I'm just saying they can't demonize you if they're the biggest racists out there. Kessler, let me ask you this. Are you part of any foundations? Have you ever worked for the feds? Were you part of Occupy? Were you an Obama supporter?
At one time, I supported Obama. I regret it now. I did not see the error of my ways until about 2 years ago when the shooting started happening and they were blaming everything on the racist police at that time. And I knew that the crime statistics were off. I felt like a lot of the other identity politics stuff with pushing the gender wage gap, that was off. I knew it was. And towards the end of Obama's presidency, I could see that he had conceded the White House to very radical left-wing cultural Marxist identity people who hated whites, who hate men, who hate Christians. So, yes, I've had a change of heart, just like our president Donald Trump.
Well, Jason, do you understand the cutout here? And can we pull up the guy? I remember it was about 6 months ago. Trump said, I don't know if these Jewish center attacks are real. They may be fake. And they said, oh, you hate Jews. Then turned out it was a liberal young Jewish man doing it. We can pull those articles up. Former journalist arrested, charged with threats against Jewish facilities, attacking them. And, of course, he had worked for The Intercept. So there you go. And I'm telling you, I'm going to dig all the old videos up and shove it down Raw Story, everybody else's throats. They're saying I'm anti-Semitic now because I said I've gone out to rallies. And later, KKK leaders turned out to be federal informants and turned out to be leading KKK groups. And then they had Jewish groups, literally like they got it from leftover stuff from Raiders of the Lost Ark, actual SA Nazi uniforms. And it was clearly, and it came out that that's what that was. It was fake. So I'm going to put it all together again for everybody and prove that. And they go, oh, you're saying Jews are Nazis. No, I'm saying some leftist groups, you know, Anglos, black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, they go out and do false flags. Most of these attacks are false flags. And so I'm saying here you are, a well-spoken guy that's part of Occupy. That's deep globalist liberal ideology. Then you're part of Obama support. And then suddenly you realize you can't beat the nationalist patriot movement that's going to bring everybody together with the leftist ideology that is racist against minorities and wants to control them. You couldn't defeat them that way. And so you went and set all this up, and it was all perfectly ready and timed and meant to cause this to try to bring down Trump.
No, absolutely not. I am a Trump supporter. I've been a right-wing person for about 2 years. I'm not your traditional conservative, but like I said, just like Donald Trump, I was a Democrat at one time, and I moved over. People have a change of opinion. As far as the Occupy stuff, I was interested in that at the time. I was never one of these Antifa or people, but I did see that there was a globalist elite. There is a wealthy 1% class that has
Let's stop here. It is now confirmed in the indictment with the documents that he and this groups were funded by the feds. So, of course. My God. Pull up the footage of the Tiki Torch people. That they did the marches to get everybody angry. So you can take down, I said at the time, Robert E. Lee today, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington tomorrow. And they called for George Washington to be pulled down. They took down in New York Teddy Roosevelt on a horse with Native Americans leading it. Badass statue. I've seen it in person right before they took it down. Teddy Roosevelt was a major civil rights leader. But he's a white man, so they took him down. Guys, type in Teddy Roosevelt statue taken down from in front of the New York Museum. Teddy Roosevelt statue removed in New York. It's powerful. New York City's Natural History Museum has removed the Theodore Roosevelt statue. Scroll down and show this badass statue. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt was badass. will show the statue. I guess in the photo, they don't, how smart are the media? They don't show the actual statue. Type in Teddy Roosevelt, New York statue removed. Click images and show it. There it is. So it's a Native American and a black man marching behind and with him because they knew what he did. He was trying to empower everybody and bring him into America. And so they take that badass statue down. That's sick. It was the Republicans that were the abolitionists. It was Teddy Roosevelt that was for civil rights. Tried to pass a Civil Rights Act 120-something years ago. And what's he get? He gets removed because he's a white man. Folks, this is sick. And this is the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is the ADL. This is these race-baiting dirtbags that are obsessed with race. Hitler was a doppelganger of the left. They're all about killing white people. He becomes the other way. Yeah, before they pulled it down, they covered it up like it was dirty. And they melt these statues down. Oh, yeah, a bunch of them. But I love the power of Robert E. Lee. Guys, pull up footage of Robert E. Lee statue being melted. And he just glowed like a Viking king or happened. He was the top general. His grandfather had been one of the top generals under George Washington. He was pro-USA. It was all about tariffs. It was all about trade deals. And when the North started attacking, he joined the South, which was a setup. But he still did what he thought was his duty. And there's that image of them melting down Robert E. Lee, his head. And it's just glowing as it's melting. And it's like powerful. Yeah, there it is. This is their celebration, destroying things. And they want to destroy the image of the West. They, in the CIA's own documents and Ford Foundation, you look these up, by the 20s they said, we've studied the peoples of the world, and they said the Scots, because it was British intelligence running it, they said the Scots continually resist, and the spirit of the Scots jumped into the Revolutionary War in 1776. The Scots were behind the Texas Revolution, which is true. And when they talk about killing Western civilization, they said the Scottish spirit has infested the West and white people must be destroyed because the Scottish spirit has possessed them. You can look this up. That's what they say. But it was the Gaelics in general. The Romans had conquered everybody, but they couldn't conquer. So they built Hadrian's Wall north of London to try to keep the Welsh and then above them the Scots out. And they say in the literature, they go, in anthropology, the sociology, they say, the Scots just won't be assimilated. Now they're total leftists and have, because it was a creepy, not a frontal attack. Now they've cut the Scots' balls off. And by the way, I'm proud of my Scottish heritage. You know, I had 3 genetic tests done for medical reasons. And because you do the cheap ones, they're all fake. They just give you garbage. But I did my genetic testing. I know I was a little bit Scot. I didn't realize I was a lot more Scot than I thought. So I guess that kind of explains it. You know, Trump's half Scottish, but I guess he's gotten away from what he's supposed to do. But they do notice over and over again, it's people with Scottish bloodlines that are the biggest problems for their agenda. That's recognized. Look it up. It's very interesting, isn't it? Very, very interesting. But Gaelics in general, Brits, Irish, all of it, Welsh, they don't like us. For whatever reason, in Satan's plan, we just don't fit in. There's a problem with the Scots, and then the Irish, and then the Welsh. And notice they went where the power was, though, genetically. That's where they run their whole operation. You know, Hitler cried bombing London. He wrote this. He thought the British Isles were the real Aryans. He thought they were the very best. He said this. Oh, the Germans are great, but not as good as them. See? So Hitler's loving this, and these other groups are hating this. It's the obsession with Albion. That's the old Roman name for the British Isles. England and Scotland and Ireland. And I'm just telling you what they're obsessed with. The globalists are obsessed. use the Lord of the Rings analogy, which was he was a sociologist, anthropologist, historian, and linguist, J.R.R. Tolkien, and he said in speeches he gave and things, he said, the Rohan are the Scots. And so who finally smashes at the battles and finally has the power to crush Mordor is the Rohan. There's this spiritual obsession. Or you could use the Riddick Chronicles analogy of the Furian energy, whatever it is, the Scots, this energy fears it. Imagine if we could re-energize the Scots. By the way, a Scot's coming on next hour. Count Dankula. I didn't even plan this today. I'm going to ask him. Nice, funny guys, real sweet, till they're not. What is it about the Scots that has the Satanists so scared? But the entire of Albion has them scared. They hate the Irish. They hate real British. They hate Welsh. What is it about them? What is it about them they don't like? Something we should study. Why does the Southern Poverty Law Center on the wall have how they're destroying the whites and that's their goal? But it's because the Scottish energy, they say, has infested the whites. And if you read mainline history, they say, oh, it was the Scottish rebellious energy. Andrew Jackson, a Scot, his dad died before the war started working his hundreds of acres he got. In the middle of nowhere, fighting off the natives to do it, died cutting down the trees. Then his mother and older brother sent to a British concentration camp to be starved to death when he was 10 years old because they wouldn't roll over. And then he, at 11, joins the rebellion for 6 years in the war, kills a whole bunch of grown men as a message runner, and then all the stuff he did after that, and becomes the president, Andrew Jackson. You see it over and over and over again. And the British communiques, when he beat him at New Orleans, they talk about that damn Scot stood for days when the British, with all their ships, fired at the barricades. He said it was like a black sentinel in his black cloak. He just stood there for morale as they just kept shooting at him and they couldn't hit him. Cannonballs are exploding. Everything's happening. Mortars are exploding. They're firing at him with their snipers and from like 500 yards and they can't get him. And the British admiral said that damn Scot wouldn't die. He was like a demon up on the parapet. For days, glaring at them, energizing the forces like a wizard, like William Wallace. Very interesting. We'll be back with hour number three. Tell everybody you know and those you don't know, share the feeds now. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the coordinates to fund our operation and our human rebellion. Let the Scottish energy lead humanity out of bondage.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.